shift your thinking. What does that mean? To shift your thinking will shift your reality. Your thoughts are way more powerful than you could ever imagine. And what you imagine becomes your reality. You don't like what you see? I would maybe start with what you're thinking. A lot of your thoughts are not your thoughts. They are things that were placed there by other people, circumstances. Sometimes the things that you think today are rooted in things from yesterday, or they are propelled from things that won't even happen until tomorrow, if it even happens. So I encourage you tonight that as you sit here watching episode 2 of Sentimental Value Podcast, I encourage you to shift your thoughts. Let's go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. You are now tuned in to Sentimental Value Podcast, and we are here at episode 2. I'm here, you're here, and most importantly, we are going to get into the most powerful thing that we have, which are our thoughts. What you think has so much power, and when we think of power, we think of what we can get, not understanding that what we give robs us of our power each and every day. So when you think about your thoughts, sometimes you don't think at all, or we think a little too much. Shifting your thinking is a topic that I really wanted to cover seasons ago, right? And a lot of the people that watch SVP, shout out to all of my listeners on all of the audio streaming platforms. If you don't know that, I know you're probably watching me right now, but if you're driving, you shouldn't be, right? Or if you're just busy and you're not able to hold the device, you can just pop me right in your ear and keep me right near your heart and on your mind, okay? And what I love about my podcast, I told someone this today. Everyone has a podcast, and I know you guys are tired of it, right? Tired of being tired. However, my podcast is not for me to reveal more of me to you. I mean, if you want to know more about me, great, but the greater thing is for you to learn more about you, okay? And because a lot of us can't get to a certain place in life, we blame it on everyone else and we don't take accountability to the role that we play. And before you act out something in the role that maybe you didn't even sign up for or the role that you're trying to get out of, most of the time, all of the time, your actions are polluted by your thought and they're polluted by your thoughts, okay? Shifting your thinking requires you to acknowledge what you think. Shifting your thinking will require for you to assess your thoughts, even if you do not want to accept them, right? Or disagree, you most importantly need to just pay attention to what you choose to pay attention to, consciously or subconsciously. So on tonight's episode, we are covering, you know, every episode is attached to a book. You guys know I'm a nerd at heart, okay? So again, shout out to everyone that watches us on YouTube. If you're just now finding me somewhere in the algorithm, make sure you click the subscribe button, right? Call to action, call to action, call to action. If you're listening on audio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, please be sure to rate it. Let me know if you like it. And most importantly, share it, okay? When something is good, and if you're a good person, you will share it, okay? Don't keep it to yourself. Okay. So if you are new here, every episode, every topic is attached to a piece of literature. If you are a part of the SVP fam, we have another book to add inside of our book club. Okay. So today's episode is going to be on shift your thinking. 200 Ways to Improve Your Life by Dean Dale Seto. I love this book. I love this book. If you cannot tell, it has been worn down. Like, I literally had to take a little wipe and wipe it off. When I tell you that this book even allowed me, and I think I've been doing the work, right? But the work is never done. You think that is done, but I promise you, the target is a moving target. It is not a stationary target. The moment that you think you have conquered all, right? The ending of one thing is the beginning of the next, okay? So reading this made me kind of realize, like, I still have some thoughts I need to work on. I still have some thoughts, right, that I need to assess, acknowledge, right? I need to become aware of the ones that I need to agree to and the ones I don't need to agree to, right? And there are some thoughts that even if I don't want to agree or not or accept or not, I just need to become a lot more aware of why I'm thinking that, right? And why I shouldn't be, okay? So again, this book, Shift Your Thinking, 200 Ways to Improve Your Life, mwah, ciao Bella, game changer. We're going to break down certain things in the book that I absolutely love, but you guys know the format of the show is I always like to define a few things, right? Because who am I, right? I'm a stranger. And even if you think you know me, you never really know me, okay? But I also like to include a lot of quotes as well. If you guys did not know, if you're a close, you know, family friend or even a foe, I have been working on a book, right? Anyone that is still in my life or has been in my life knows that I have been working on my own book, and it will be coming very soon. Okay, I can't put a date on it, right? Can't put a date on it. Won't put a date on it because God knows the timeline. I'm just playing a part in it, right? But in my own book, I will be not only breaking down other quotes from other pieces of literature, but I will also be providing you with obviously my own overall, you know, collection of literature, but some original quotes that I didn't even know were original quotes until people started to quote me, right? So shifting your thinking obviously is a process, right, of being aware and acknowledging who you are, right? And most importantly, shifting your thinking to find out who you are or to maybe pivot and shift into who you want to be, right? Shifting your thinking and your process of thinking about your relationships, right? With your family, with your platonic friendships, with your intimate partners. And my most favorite shift of thinking always comes within career, right? Money mindset. So Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines a shift as a change in place, position, and or direction, right? I am a very firm believer. You focus on direction, not speed. You focus on direction, not speed. Slow it down. That's a part of the shift too. Slow it down. And most importantly, I believe in the power of a pivot, right? So to pivot is not always to actually move. It's just to change directions. And what I love about a shift is it can be slight, right? Or major. And it could be planned, or my most favorite shift, it could be sudden, right? And it's those sudden shifts that really do propel you to get to where you want to get to. Because as we discussed in the previous episode, sometimes when you prepare for a shift, you then procrastinate, right? You get into your own head because you're thinking thoughts that actually like immobilize you. Like you literally stop going in the direction that you should be running to and you totally stop, which we'll get into the whole fight, flight, and freeze thing because that also is rooted in your own paradigm. But moving over to the quotes, okay? We love a good quote here at Sentimental Value. So I have three good ones for you guys, okay? We'll start off with James Baldwin, right? Is quoted saying, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." Okay? Not everything is capable of changing, right? Some people, some things, they just are the way they are, right? Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. But in order for something to change, it has to be faced. And a lot of us are so fearful of facing things, people, ourselves, past versions of ourselves. A lot of us are very, very frightened to even face where we are now, because to face where we are now is an accountability piece that comes with that, right? And then that definitely puts a battery in your back to shift, right? Because you can't play innocently ignorant. The second quote is by Oscar Wilde. And this is one of my favorites because it's so true. The optimist sees the donut. The pessimist sees the hole. The optimist sees the donut, right? You see the bigger picture. You see the treat, right, that you get at the end. But the pessimist, right, the person that picks and probes and is negated and always finds a flaw, sees a hole. They don't see the donut, right? They don't see the donut. They don't see the treat. They don't see the bigger picture. They just see absence. They see a void. They see what they want to see because it's rooted in their thought pattern, right? And until they shift their thinking, they will only get what they see. And if they see a hole, they don't see something that they can eat and that could nourish them and that could feed them. They see something that they go without. And last but not least, Socrates. I love a good historical quote, right? Socrates is quoted, and I love this. The only true wisdom is knowing that you know nothing. Weren't we just saying that? to know nothing is to know everything, right? One of my favorite songs by Erykah Badu, On and On, is when she says, the man that knows something knows that he knows nothing at all. Does it feel colder in your summertime and hotter in your fall? I absolutely love that song because a lot of people just missed the message. She had a lot of good gems in there. We love Erykah Badu here at the show. But I say that to say, like, for Socrates back in the day to be saying the same thing that Erykah Badu is saying today, it would have to be true, right? And when you let go of the notion that you know everything, shifting your thinking to know that you don't know as much as you think you know. And if you let go of a lot of the things that you think you know, you'll grow a lot more. You'll grow a lot more because what I love about shifting your thinking, the things that you learned in one season that helped you can be the very thing that harms and hurts you and hinders you in another season. You have to let that paradigm of thinking go because it doesn't serve you anymore. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. So going back to shifting your thinking, how do you shift your thinking? You reprogram your mind. The mind is powerful. All mastery starts with the mind. It's mind over matter, okay? Once you can get it here, you can get it anywhere. So acknowledging the thinking progress or lack thereof, right? Just the process that could be literally holding you back, literally pulling you back, that has an authority over you. That's the aha moment for me when I was reading the book. And again, we'll get into some of these chapters, but the aha moment for me as I'm reading it, I'm like, wow, it's certain things and thoughts that I used to have that I still suffer from, right? Because never, you know, finish, always a work in progress, that I have literally allowed to have authority over my life. I have given a particular thought, right, that means nothing, and I have made it my everything. I have allowed myself to be arrested by a thought that's not even real, but I made it real. I made it real by replaying it, right? We always go over the tape that plays in our mind, right? That tape that is playing in your mind is running you ragged, running you ragged. And what controls your mind controls your time. I love that quote. Like, what controls your mind will control your time. And if you believe time is money, what controls your time will control your money, right? So when people have a poverty mindset, we'll get into some of the ways you can shift, right, from into a lot of the things that are rooted in a poverty mindset, right, can be pivoted. The shift just comes when you start to look at things differently. Again, maybe it doesn't change. Maybe you change. Maybe you change. Maybe you should change. What if I told you you could change, right? You definitely should change, right? You should. And allow it to be your choice, right? But if not, and, you know, if you're forced into it, thank God for that. Because a lot of the times, if we weren't forced to shift, we would never move. We would never move. And that's scary within itself. I don't know about you. I don't want to be in the same place for too long. I do not want to be in the same place, seeing the same faces, hearing the same things. I don't even want to sound the same and look the same and be the same, right? So it really is rooted in how you speak to yourself, right? Because a lot of your thoughts, right, a lot of your thoughts really come from, and that tape that you play is rooted in, okay, I keep saying this about myself. You keep saying this because you keep thinking this, and then you keep thinking it because you're saying it. And then when you say it because you thought it, then you start doing it. And then you keep doing it because that's what you're, it's literally running you ragged, right? And I don't want you guys raggedy. I don't want to be raggedy. I don't want you raggedy, right? Like, so again, having the authority to take back your authority, right? Being in control is not always a bad thing. You can't control others, but you can control yourself. And you should. And you should. Because when you learn how to control you better, you won't even have a desire to control other people. It won't even matter. It won't even matter, right? So before we get into the book, right, I wanted to just give you some of my own thoughts and feelings. I know sometimes I jump into the literature first and then I put myself on the back end, but tonight I'm putting myself first, okay? So we're going to jump into a few things that I think are very important after this commercial break.
Bold means owning your power. It's also radiating a certain strength and also inspiring others to do the same. To me, it is not just a word. It is literally a lifestyle, a mindset, and also a commitment to always striving for greatness while staying true to who you are. My goal is basically to redefine what it means to be comfortable and stylish. I want to add that extra touch of flair. I want this collection to pretty much serve as a reminder to women that they can dominate their day no matter where they are or what they're doing. It's about creating pieces that transition seamlessly daily from a workout to a work day, to the airport, going out for a casual walk or restaurant, all while boosting confidence and celebrating their inner bold boss. This collection is just the beginning of building a community of women who live life while looking good.
All right. So I know you guys are like, oh my gosh, she's cutting to these commercial breaks. This is a real production, right? So if you have a business, right, I do it for the entrepreneurs, right? If you have a business, whether it is for profit or nonprofit, right, we love a good philanthropy effort. If you have a business and you would like a promotional slot on the show, please be sure to reach out. All of my info is down below in the description box for you to reach out for all business inquiries. I know a lot of people are trying to figure out, like, how do I get my business seen? How do I get my business seen? The best way to be seen is to be seen align with things that you want to be seen with, right? A lot of you guys are trying to place your ideas and your products in places where, one, it just doesn't make sense, right? Which won't make you any money, right? If it doesn't make sense, it won't make a dollar. But also, you want to be around a good vibe. And I like to believe at SVP, we have a good vibe, right? We really do care, sincerely. So again, if you would like your business shout out or you would like it promoted, please be sure to hit the description below. So again, before we get into the book, we're going to get into my head a little bit. Okay. So shifting your thinking. Okay. To shift is to change directions, right? It's to move the position, right? To alter the placement. So that means we are going from and to. Right? So jump in the car with me. We're going to go on a little route. We're going to go on a little trip. Okay. Number one, shift your thinking from the past to the present. Shift your thinking from the past to the present. You are stuck in 2016. You are stuck in 2012. You are stuck in 05. You are probably still stuck in 95, 85. You're stuck wherever you were hurt, shocked, injured, undervalued, not seen, not heard, right? You're stuck there. You are literally stuck there. And guess how you're stuck there? Guess who is keeping you there? You. You. Right? So shifting from your past to your present. Oh my gosh, Adrena, how do I do that? Okay, sincerely, you're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to let it go. L-I-G it. Okay? Someone very special to me used to say that a lot, like literally almost 10 years ago. And in my 20s, I couldn't get it because in my 20s, you want to hold on to everything. Now in my 30s, I will let it go. I will let it go. And hopefully in my 40s, I won't even get it. I won't even catch certain stuff. I won't even get certain stuff, obtain it, come in contact with it. Because as you age, right, people always look at age as a hard number. It's not the quantity. It's the quality of what you learn. It's the wisdom of it all, right? So to shift your thinking, you're going to have to let go of the past and you're going to have to get into the present. What do you want right now? What can be done right now, right? And even going a little bit deeper, right? If you're not happy with right now, shift it from right now and let's think about tomorrow. Let's think about the next day. Let's think about our why. Because your why, when you master that why, you start looking at the who, what, when, where. You start looking at that a lot clearer when you start to master that, okay? So I want to start there because I think that that's the most important thing because a lot of our thoughts are rooted in things that happened already, or the crazy thing about the mind, it'll trick you. So a lot of your thoughts, I hate to tell you, but it probably didn't happen that way. Or maybe it did happen that way, but my favorite thing is, you know, what changes the experience is when you change the way you look at it. When you change your perspective towards it, it does change the experience. Sincerely. Two, shift your thinking from yourself to others. You are selfish. And going back to being business minded, if you have a great idea, you want to have an awesome company. If it only takes you, no, it's more than you. Shift it from yourself and put it on other people. A lot of your aspirations and your motivations are too rooted in you and not rooted in the people. Right? Not rooted in the people. Don't do it for me, God, do it for them. And when I started to say that prayer, the things that I started to do started to fulfill me more because I poured into other people. Now, going back to the previous episode and self-sabotagers and people pleasers, right? Maybe you need to shift from other people back to yourself. You're giving too much of yourself to everyone else. But yourself, you are pouring from an empty cup. You cannot give what you don't have. And certain things that you have, guess what? They are for you. When God gives you certain things, it is just for you. But that's why you have to mature mentally and practice the sense of discernment to understand, okay, God gave me this for me, and then he gave me this to multiply for other people. God gave me this for other people to multiply my mindset and multiply my mastery, but you have to shift your thinking ability and your process to be able to see it from that angle. Three, shift your thinking from problems to possibilities. Everything is not an issue. That very thing that looks like a problem, I guarantee you it's a possibility. It's an opportunity. I promise you, it's an opportunity. And I encourage you, right? We're here to motivate you in the moment and to inspire you, right, for the future. A lot of the things that I have to do in this podcast, and believe me, if I do it to you, I do it to myself 10 times over. Sometimes I have to break the reality a little bit to open up the possibility of what it actually is, okay? Shift your thinking from thinking, oh my God, this is a bad thing, when guess what? It's not even a good thing. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. But again, it's the way that you're looking at it. It's the way that you're interpreting it. And it's the way that you're thinking about it, right? And then that's going to lead to how you act it out, right? And what you ultimately receive. Four, I mentioned this earlier, shifting your thinking from poverty to profit. Your mindset is piss poor. It's piss poor. And believe me, I grew up not having a lot too sometimes, right? Thank God that my family was able to make a lot out of a little, right? Quality over quantity. But believe me, I know what it's like to not have the heat on. I know what it's like. I know I don't look like what I've been through, but I know what it's like to boil water on the stove to take a bath. Okay? So what happens is people that come from those humble beginnings, they can't shift their thinking. So that's how you have people who have six-figure jobs and still can't keep the lights on. That's why you have people who are millionaires living in million-dollar homes and don't have furniture. People who have unlocked a level of financial security and don't even know how to become secure with just experiencing their blessing and going on vacation. People that get money and then can't keep it, can't save it, can't multiply it, right? It's your mindset. Shift it from poverty to profit. Everything that you go without will fuel what you will have. But if you don't change the way that you interpret it, that you think about it, right, you'll stay there. You will stay there. And I know that's a harsh truth. But again, sometimes we have to break our hearts to clear our vision, okay? Five. The pivot while we're on money. Everyone's been asking me, please do an episode on money. Please do an episode on money. I'm going to do an episode on finances. But see, I have to get some other things that surround finance together with you guys. Because everyone is so hyper-focused on physical money when you don't even understand money is an energy. And you can't get it and you don't keep it because your energy is not right. You can't find it. Literally, you're around money all the time because you're around yourself. And you are the currency. You literally are the currency. Information, knowledge is a sense of currency. And I don't want you guys broke. I want you rich with the information. So number five says, shift your thinking from withdrawal to deposit. Shift your thinking from a withdrawal to a deposit. What does that mean, Sajrina? When one thing gets taken away in one area, it gets put in another area, right? So even when you get a deposit from somewhere and someone and something, they did a withdrawal. They did a withdrawal. For you to even do certain deposits in your life, you're gonna have to take a withdrawal. And until you shift your thinking to understand the banking system of life, right? You'll never have an account, literally. You will never have an account of anything, any experience, any life lesson. You don't even know a lot of the things that we experience are our currency. But you don't know how to flip what you've experienced, good, bad, or indifferent, into what you want, which is money. But I digress. Let's go to something that we all know, right? But let me just say it. People always say I have a certain gift of gab, right? So I don't say anything new, right? Maybe I just say it in a new way and you just get it. Six, shift your thinking from buried to planted, right? We've all heard that before, right? You're not buried, right? That dark, cold, wet place is actually going to help the seed. You're going to grow from it. The conditions make you believe, like, this isn't where I can grow. Show me a flower that's not. Plant it in dirt, in an unfavorable condition and environment. Sometimes that murky, muddy atmosphere is going to breed exactly what you want. It's going to birth exactly what you need, right? But until you shift your thinking to see what is buried and under and crushed down and it just under a whole bunch of pressure is actually in an optimal environment for it to grow. Seven, shift your thinking from mindless to mindful. practice mindfulness. I know right now we're living in an era where everyone feels like everyone's just so spiritual and everyone's talking about attitude of gratitude and manifestation. And we'll get into that a little later, right? Because people think affirmations just sound silly, but literally, one, it's important to get out of your head. Whatever you're thinking, that's negated, throw it away. Whatever you think that is positive, but because you're not used to being positive, it feel a little weird and it sound a little crazy, that's what you need to say out loud. And you need to affirm it. I am blank, right? Because literally in my research, you guys know I'm not going to say anything I can't back up by science. We love some good science, right? Science is the original magic, right? And what we don't want to admit, right, is when we say something, it makes it real, right? My pastor always says, say what you don't see until you see what you just said. So when you say I am, literally your brain, neurologically, chemically, once you say that out loud, your brain tells itself and tells the rest of your body, the mind first and then the body follows. It says, you know what, I am productive, so I am going to get up out of the bed. I am punctual. So I am going to wake up on time. I'm not going to just keep hitting the snooze button. You have to say it until it's real, right? So you think and everything I say doesn't matter. Mindless. You're mindless. You have a mind. Use it. A mind is a great thing to waste, right? Practice mindfulness. Be here. Be present. Be aware. It's so much power in that. Oh, my God. It's so much power in that. 8. Shift your thinking from lonely to solitude. Just because you're alone by yourself, which is the best place to be, you are your best company. And if you aren't, you should probably address that, right? Because you could be. But just because you are alone does not make you lonely. And just because you're around a lot of people and you have a bunch of company does not mean that you're actually fulfilled. Doesn't mean that you don't still feel alone. So shift your thinking of thinking, I can't sit in the house by myself, or I have to turn on the radio when I'm in the car and I have to hear something and see something and be around someone. No, you don't. No, you don't. Some of your best ideas, right? Some of your most profound thoughts and ways of looking at things, right? Come in that solitude. That's when God can really start to talk to you. God can't get a word in because you're so busy having conversations with everyone else. He can't get a word in because you're so busy talking to yourself so poorly, so badly. He can't even tell you who you are because you think you know it all, right? So again, once you really start to address that solitude is not loneliness, shift your thinking. I guarantee you, it will bring something that's like, aha. And then I promise you, once you cross that bridge, you will never cross back over. 9. Shift your thinking from determining factors to just contributing factors. Do you know the difference? Do you know the difference? Do you guys know the difference? Do you know the difference? Let me help you. A determining factor says, oh my God, you know, I'm black and I'm a woman and those are two, you know, just negated categories. So I'm just never going to get what I want out of life. I'm determining that factor. That's not a determining factor. It's a contributing factor. Maybe I didn't get the opportunity because I'm a woman, right? Maybe someone didn't give me the grace or the opportunity because I am black. It can contribute to the situation, but it doesn't determine anything. Nothing else can determine anything when you are determined. So you need to shift your thinking from thinking, oh, just because I come from, you know, the hood, I'll never be able to make it out. No, you come from the hood. And yes, that could be a contributing factor to your reality. And not because that actually is your reality. That's just the way in which you view your reality. And you can't see beyond what you see. Your imagination has been robbed, right? But you determine that, you know what? Yeah, I'm from here, but I will not stay here. I will not die here. Then you become determined and it's not a determining factor. Last but not least, shift your thinking from I can't, right? I can't. And you guys think I'm going to say shift your thoughts from I can't to I can. No, let's go a little bit deeper. Don't shift it from I can't to I can. No, where can I? How can I? When can I? Right? Because it's not enough to say, yes, I can. Where can I do it? Where can I make it happen? Right? Who are the people that I need to be around to help me make it happen? Dig a little bit deeper. Shift your thinking outside of, oh, just what I see is what I have. No, shift your thinking. Okay. Now, like I told you, I got my thoughts out of the way, right? But now we're going to go a little bit deeper inside of the book, right? And then we're going to close out with some affirmations. But while we're here, I want to kind of challenge you to take a challenge. So watch the next clip. So I finally broke, you guys, and I'm on Patreon. So be sure to check out my Patreon page. It is linked right here with the QR code. What is going to be on my Patreon that's not on my other platforms? It's going to be a deep dive. We're going to spotlight particular literature. We're going to deep dive into some of my personal stories, right? Put you guys a little bit more into my business. I'll also be allowing you guys to write in, sign sincerely, letters and notes to me for me to answer your questions about particular situations and scenarios that you need assistance with, but you can only find it exclusively on Patreon. Meet me there or beat me there. See you soon. All right, you guys. So I know you're like, oh my gosh, she's gonna have me running around the streets chasing her. No, I'm gonna have you running around the streets chasing yourself. Chasing the answer that you need. So sentiments in the streets will be everywhere, okay? Chicago, Atlanta, LA, New York, Miami, Houston, maybe even Dallas. I don't know. I might make Texas fight over which city, or I might just do both. We're definitely going to be in DC. We're going to go abroad. We're going to be in London. We're going to be in Paris. We're going to be in Dubai, and we're going to be in Canada. So I'm really excited for that, because I know, again, right, just like the podcast, it seems like everyone has a mic in the streets, right? Everyone has something to say on the corner. But I really wanted to do sentiments in the streets because, one, I feel like a stranger is the best person to help you because they don't know you and they have no bias, right? And you take it better, right? You take the truth better, especially when it's a little harsh and when it's not even what you didn't think about. It's what you've thought about, you just don't want to accept or acknowledge, and you want to one off it, right? When you hear it again, right, it makes it more real. And I want to meet a lot of you guys, and I want to meet not just the fellow follower, but I want to acquire new people to our family. So again, please make sure you check out Sentiments in the Streets near you, okay? So now we're going back to the book, okay? Now, I don't know, you guys. I've been really thinking about a lot of different ideas. We're going to start doing merch. We're going to do the book club, in-person meetups. But I've also been thinking outside of the box. I don't want to just do t-shirts, right? Or totes. But I want to get into having pens, having notebooks, having stationaries, having affirmation cards. But now as I'm looking at this, right, let's do a call out on myself. I might have to start doing bookmarks just a little bit, or get a deal with Post-it. So let's get into the first bookmark that I have. It's so many, you guys, but I just want to mention a few that just kind of jumped out to me. So this one says, and also just to kind of double down on the read, because you guys know I'll throw any book at you, but you guys won't catch them all, right? Because it's based on what you're comfortable with. And sometimes I know a lot of you only go for the books that you've already heard of, or maybe you just didn't dive into, but I encourage you, challenge yourself to have a different read and to read it differently. So this isn't a hard read at all. This is really for someone who maybe has a short attention span or doesn't have that much time. And this is a bunch of short excerpts, right, that really keep your attention and really do challenge your shift in thinking. So this excerpt is titled, "When You Begin to Think Less About What People Think of You, That's When You'll Really Be Able to Think." Remember when I said earlier, your thoughts are not your thoughts? They're not your thoughts. That's something that someone else, and it wasn't even what they thought of you, it's what they thought of themselves. A lot of you guys are carrying around a thought process that your parent gave you, that your partner gave you, that your boss gave you, that your enemy gave you. And it wasn't because they really thought that about you. That was really a reflection of what they thought about themselves. So again, shift your thinking to think less about what other people think, right? Because I hate to tell you, even a profound thinker, a lot of our thoughts are just they're all over the place, right? Like we literally have so many thoughts that are so meaningless, right? But we put meaning to a lot of them, and the meaning doesn't mean much, okay? So again, it says, forget about what people think you are. Be fully yourself today and see how people respond to you. You'll be shocked at even how you respond to you. This was one that I really loved because as a media major, right? Shout out Alana U of I. This one really kind of like jumped out to me because now podcasts are the new talk shows, right? This one says, don't let television take all the vision from your life. Snaps and claps, right? So I encourage you, and I would love to think that my content is amazing. Good for your soul, right? But I would hate to starve you out of your own dream. So if you know you've been thinking about doing a podcast, it could be a totally different genre and category. If you've been thinking about doing a podcast, but you've been binge watching Minds, right? Or deep diving into Minds, and then your thoughts are, oh my God, my production doesn't look like Sedrina's. Thank you. Shout out to Black Experience Studios. But I'm not you and you're not me, and that's the blessing, right? You're thinking, oh my God, she's covering books. I want to talk about video games. Who cares? Somebody care about a book, somebody care about a video game, right? Shout out to the streamers, right? I wish I could do it, right? Wish I can do it. So the next little excerpt, and I love this one. Comparison is no measure of success. Again, this is stuff, nothing new, right? But shift your thinking. If your thoughts are always rooted in someone else, you're thinking wrong. You're thinking wrong. If everything you do is attached to what someone else is doing, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong and you're doing yourself wrong. You're robbing yourself. Literally going back to the self-sabotage, right? You're more mad about when other people do it. No, get mad about when you do it. You're, they running around comparing me to this. And this happens a lot in relationships, right? Shift your thinking in your relationship. Oh, she's trying to generalize me with all men. He thinks that I'm just like all other women. No, you think that. Because that's not even what they said. You just heard what you wanted to hear, right? Going to the next thing. Sometimes we don't even recognize when we're complaining. My favorite thing to tell myself, don't complain and don't explain. Don't complain and don't explain, right? Mm-hmm. Literally, that's one of my favorite church songs too. I won't complain, right? Literally one of my favorites, okay? Because even when you could complain, you shouldn't. So I could complain, but I won't, right? Let's see another one. I feel like I hope you guys really do go to the book club. Again, the book club, it's an Amazon book club. You can get all these books, right, for a really good price. And then I encourage you, please, when we start doing the book club meetups, please come out. Please come out. Come from behind the book. I believe me, I used to be a nerd. I'm a bookworm to heart. Sometimes, you know, you do a lot of reading, but you're too much into your thoughts, right? And you're like, oh, I'm scared to share my thought. Come out, because someone else maybe missed it, right? Another one is, if you have the courage to admit when you're wrong, you'll be right 100% of the time. This is a good book, right? It's a good book, right? You have to take accountability. You have to say, you know what? I was wrong. That's the only right that there is. There's really no right and wrong unless you cannot admit when you were wrong to get to where you can make it right, where you can do it right, right? Where you can be right, not for other people, but within yourself, right? Shifting your thinking to realize that when you start taking accountability Because I don't know why people think, right? Shift your thinking, change the position of the thought. People think, well, if I take accountability for the role that I played in it, then I'm agreeing with or accepting the role that they played. No, you're not. Two things can be true at once. You could say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't have said this, or maybe I shouldn't have done it like this. It didn't give that person a right to do that, right? Maybe it did influence it, maybe it didn't, right? Sometimes, again, getting too much into our own head, which puts us in our own way, you think, again, that you controlling other people, they were going to do it and say it regardless, right? Like, they were going to do it and say it regardless, right? So you release yourself, right? You take the authority from them, and you put it back in the power of your own hands of saying, you know what, all I can control is me. You know what, I could have said that better. I could have been better. Not for them, but for me and for the situation, right? Another one that I really liked was, the moment I focused on saying less, I began to communicate more. I'm guilty of it. Talk too much. Like, just talk too much. There are four forms of communication. Okay? Reading, writing, speaking, and listening. Okay? We just took a little communications course. There are four ways to communicate. Okay? When you feel like, I'm trying to talk to them and they're just not getting what I'm saying, put it in a letter. Like, just let them write it down. Write it down. And you want to know why I encourage people to write, even to other people, right? Not a Dear John and all that other stuff, but take accountability of how powerful you are able to process something when you even write it down for you. So writing it down for someone else doesn't hurt either. Less respect when people write you things. Read them. Read them. I'm a 90s baby, right? I was just talking to someone today and we were talking about coming from the era where we used to really write notes in school. Now the kids today, they texting everybody. they texting their friend in the next classroom. They might be even texting the teacher. They texting their parent. They texting everyone, right? But we really had to write a note. And people used to look forward to that, right? Even homework, right? Education, used to really have to write your paper. The teacher really had to write notes back, right? And I get it, the technological mediums make it difficult for us to process things, right? So now you're doing your homework on a little laptop and then the teacher putting the notes back on a platform and we're losing the connectivity of the communication. That's why, again, shout out to Audible, right? Some people, they just can't sit down and read a book. They have to listen to it. But I'm telling you, if you really start to challenge yourself to pick up the book, it makes it real. When something is in your hands, it makes it so real. So real. And going back to my business owners, my scholars, my philanthropists, when you're trying to either infiltrate certain sectors, right, or increase yourself in particular industries, nothing beats seeing someone with a book. I want to partner with the person that I see has a book, like that's reading a book anywhere, at the coffee house, at the restaurant, at the bus stop, at wherever. It hits different. It hits differently, right? But again, going back to the literature, right? It is so many. I read about six of them, seven of them. It's literally 200 in this little book. Right? So they give you small changes that will ultimately lead to a bigger impact, right? I had that conversation with someone recently as well. When people hear impact, they think of like collisions and they think of accidents, and like impact is a good thing. When you have impact, it's power behind it, it's purpose behind it, right? Another book that I would love to feature eventually is The Alchemist. Because that's tying into what we're talking about, right? If you don't know what alchemy is, alchemy says, I'm a master of when things are thrown at me to bury me, right? When things are thrown at me to burden me, to hurt me, to scar me, I refuel and I repurpose and I rise. Right? I would like to think, going back to I don't look like my story, right? I've been through some things that literally would have killed most people. And guess what? It killed versions of me. And thank God that it did. Thank God that it did. Right? Because I can't birth something until something else dies. That's just the law of the universe. That's the give and the take. Right? So even when I think back to like certain things that I went through and that I experienced it, like, oh my God, how was I able to get this out of that? I was only going to get this if that happened. But you have to understand how to work your magic, right? Someone very close to me told me that this time last year, literally put it on balloons, said, own your magic, changed it. I've always liked to think that I'm a magical person, right? We all have a little bit of magic, right? But to see that and like own your magic, literally. And that is when I was like, no, I'm an alchemist, right? And I'm an alchemist because I'm able to look at the chemistry of things, right? And understand, yeah, this can be hazardous, but certain things gonna have to implode, right? Certain things gonna have to combust for certain things to come about and to come to life. Right. But again, shifting your thinking. Right. Woe is not me. Wow is me. Why did it have to be me? Why me? Why not me? Why not me? I deserve that. Like I deserve that. And not in that moment of me thinking I didn't really deserve that. No, I deserve that to get to this. OK, so I'm going to leave you with these last 2 points. OK. One, get out of survival mode. Letting go of the victim mindset. Get out of survival mode. Again, accountability. I'm not telling you anything differently than what I have lived and experienced. When I took control of my role in certain things in my life, really in all things in my life, right? I chose to be the master of my thoughts and not the slave to them. You are a slave to your thoughts. You can't be both. You can't be the master and the slave. Don't work like that. We know that. So you're either going to have to choose, right? Again, are you going to be your ally or are you going to be your opponent, right? Are you going to be for you or against you, right? Getting out of survival mode. Your thoughts are telling you to fight. Shift your thinking from thinking, oh my God, when I don't like it here, I got to flight. I gotta get away. I used to be so bad with that. Oh, baby, run away. like when I didn't like something, I get up out of that real quick. And I used to really naively think that that was a power play. Oh, I could change positions. I could catch flight. I could get up out of here. When actually where I didn't want to be was right where I was supposed to be. And all that running kept me in a loop. But shifting my thinking, me thinking, oh, yeah, I because I was still wounded in that inner child of thinking like once upon a time, I couldn't get out. I couldn't get away. So now I'm just going to keep beating that over the head now that I can do it. But I'm not in a season where I should do it. I'm not even in a season where I have to do it. Right. And I know that's hard and that's harsh for a lot of people because a lot of us, when we don't want to fight anymore, we think we have to fly. We think we're supposed to fly away. We think we're supposed to leave and go far, far away. And we really think that we're getting away from the thing that we don't have to fight when we are actually going right to fighting ourselves, fighting against ourselves, right? You have fight, you have flight, and then you have freeze. That's what is taking so long for me to push out these episodes. Okay, I tell you guys, this is hard for me. I know it looks easy. I am just a human. I am just a girl, right? When you see me, you need to see God. When you hear me, you need to hear God. It is not me. Like, it is not me. Because if I had to choose, I don't know. I don't know if I would choose this, but I know it's chosen me. Right? So shifting my thinking and realizing like, no, I don't have to be combative anymore. Right? Because shifting to thinking, I'm not going to be the victim, so I'm going to be the villain. Then I'm the villain to other people in my mind, but shift to thinking, I'm the villain to myself. Right? Then I don't want to fight anymore, so now I'm going to just get up out of here. I'm just going to fly, catch a plane, catch a jet. Right? Right? Stay in the sky too much, you'll never be grounded. right? So now I have humbled myself, right, to come down on earth level, right? But now mastering my own thoughts of understanding, like, no, this is go season. So you can't keep starting and stopping. You can't keep starting and stopping, right? Because it's not about me, right? I'm really realizing that that freeze is a shift in my thinking of thinking, oh, I deserve rest. No, this is go time. If I want to rest, he wouldn't have gave me the gift. If you don't use it, you lose it. I don't want to lose it. I've lost a lot. I done lost money. I done lost my mind. I done lost friends. I done lost family. I don't want to lose anymore. For me to win, I'm going to have to work. Right? And shifting the thinking of realizing, again, the survival mode keeps you in the cycle of fight, flight, and freeze. I don't know about you. I don't want to do that anymore, okay? What I want to do is I want to be great, right? So I'm going to leave you guys with these affirmations, okay? I am really big on affirmations. I literally write them, the same little post-it notes that y'all see crinkled up on here. I literally have a bunch of post-it notes on my walls in my house. I have post-it notes on my dashboard in my car, on my mirrors when I go to hotels. I used to think that I foolishly would leave them on there, but I also understood like that was God's way of using me. You don't know who cleans that room that needs to see that, right? A lot of us work in places that we can't even afford to really be in. That's a whole separate conversation, but I was talking to someone and really saying like, does anyone ever think about the people who really work in hospitality, who serve? Because I know I've worked retail and customer service. Like when you have a job where you serve people, whether that's you're the waiter at a restaurant, you're the maid at a particular hotel, you're the front desk person of a particular commercial building, you're the security of a residential building. A lot of people, especially Black and brown people, have those jobs doing a lot of physical labor, barely making any money, and the little bit of money that they do make wouldn't even be able to afford for them to have the other side of the experience. But I digress, okay? So as I started to leave a lot of affirmations on post-its in various places, right? As I was doing the episode tonight, going back to when you say I am, it changes literally your brain. It does. It makes it real, right? So we are going to do some affirmations. And spoiler alert, SVP, Sentimental Value Podcast, will have affirmation cards, okay? And I'm not talking about little affirmation cards that you guys are going to buy to support me and I'm grateful, but you're not going to use. Anything that you buy, and when I say buy, it's not, oh, I'm going to pay for this product from Sincerely Sedrina. Anything you buy into, again, your time is money. Where you put your mind is where you put your time, right? So even right now, you're buying into not me, but into you, okay? So the affirmation cards, when they come out, you're going to be very surprised with how I do it because you guys know I'm not normal, so I'm not going to do them normal, and that's the blessing of everything, okay? So again, if you are watching this, hopefully you are not operating a vehicle or doing anything else concurrently, right? If you are listening to this, stop what you're doing, right? If you have to close your eyes, right? Don't look at me, right? Like, and don't look at yourself, right? Just close your eyes, right? Darkness truly is light, okay? So close your eyes, repeat after me, right? And don't just repeat it because it's what you hear. Repeat it because it's what you believe, it's what you feel, and it's what you ultimately know that you are. Okay. So you ready? You ready? I think they're ready. I am successful. I am confident. I am powerful. I am strong. I am intelligent. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am patient. I am grateful. I am capable. I am kind. I am creative. I am free. And most importantly, I am enough. You are enough. Exactly who you are and what you are doing are it is enough. And I'm here to really tell you that, because a lot of us do not hear that. And that's why a lot of us do not believe that. And when we start to realize, no, it is enough, but I want more. There's a difference of thinking I'm not enough and I need more. No, I am enough and I just want more. I want overflow. I want the extra, right? I want more than enough because I am, literally, I am more than enough. So again, I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, okay? Woo, I made it through another episode, you guys. Continue to pray for my own strength, and I'll continue to do the same for you. Again, if you are watching this, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, right? Make sure you share this with someone, okay? Share it with someone. A lot of the times we think, oh, I don't have it to give, or it's not what I want to give. You'll get there one day, but you have something right now. This is enough. Share it with someone. Share it with someone that you want them to believe that they are enough. Share it with someone who needs to shift their thinking. Share it with someone that you want to take to the next level with you. I know we're in a culture that is hyper fixated on leaving people behind. Oh, I forget them. Oh, they can't go where I'm going. It's lonely at the top. It shouldn't have to be. If you find your people, right? The cool thing about the universe, they'll eventually find you, right? But if you want to truly not leave those that you know wouldn't want to leave you, make it just a little bit easier for them to come along. Again, information is currency. I want you very rich with not what I'm saying and what the authors are doing, but what you ultimately want and what you actually know. You're a lot more powerful than you give yourself credit for. So again, I thank you. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world. This is Sentimental Value. And most importantly, this is you. See you next time.